With more than 100,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's border, the Pentagon says they expect tens of thousands more in the coming weeks. At a press conference, the top U.S. military leadership said they didn't think the decision to invade has been made, but warned it would be horrific if it happened.
Given the type of forces that are arrayed, the ground maneuver forces, the artillery, the ballistic missiles, the air forces, all of it packaged together, if that was unleashed on Ukraine, it would be significant, very significant, and it would result in a significant amount of casualties.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is trying to reassure his people, saying, "We've seen Russian buildup forces like this before." The warning from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, not like this.
But this is different. So we'll continue to monitor it very, very closely. But yes, it does feel different.
But the Biden administration is under pressure to have the military do more, issue sanctions now, and then escalate.
Send American and NATO soldiers around Russia to reinforce we're not giving an inch when it comes to NATO.
The Pentagon is ready to send a small contingent of troops to Eastern Europe.
He can order his troops away. He can choose dialogue and diplomacy. Whatever he decides, the United States will stand with our allies and partners.
So if Russian troops move in, Russia will pay an immediate economic price, even if that means Ukrainians will pay a much heavier one in the short term.